Executive Committee, Newcastle County, 4 o'clock Tuesday, March 22nd, 2016. Council members present are Kilpatrick, Sheldon, Tackett, Bell, Street, Holland, Smiley, Cartier, and Weiner, and I'm Chris Bullock. And Anthony DeFeer is taking minutes. Approval of minutes from the March 8th meeting.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Ayes have it. Minutes are approved. Agenda item number 3, R16-056. Consenting to the appointment of Judith Tackett to the Newcastle County Library Advisory Board, a subcommittee of the Department of Community Services Board. Mrs. Diller is not here. Is the candidate here?
She is.
Yes. Please be seated at the end of the table. Welcome.
Thank you.
Would you like to make an opening statement, please?
I have been served as president of the Friends of the Newark Free Library for 6 years. I've been involved with the library for over 15 years. And I also have been attending the Library Advisory Board as an observer for, about 2 years, and as well as the Council on Libraries in Dover. And so that's why I really love libraries. I've tried to visit all of them in Newcastle County, haven't quite made them all, but just about. And I'm especially excited about the Route 9 corridor one. That's just phenomenal. And that's really how I got to know Sophia, when I saw Sophia Hansen, when she was doing a presentation, one of the meetings I attended about her trip to Denmark on the libraries. And just was really,
you know her,
I know, okay.
She could be.
Was really, just thought that was phenomenal what she was doing.
Well, thank you. Thank you for stepping up to serve. Council, do you have comments or questions? Ms. Kilpatrick?
Thank you. In understanding that Councilwoman Diller is not here, let me just say that I've known Judy probably for, 15, 20 years now. Met her when she was with Girl Scouts.
Okay.
And have...
That's where I know her from.
You know, communication and done some projects together and things over the years, and I would strongly recommend her for this position.
Thank you, Councilwoman. Mr. Smiley.
Just to clarify, Ms. Tiger, appreciate your willingness to serve. Denmark's off the table.
Oh.
Thank you, Mr. Smiley. Mr. Hollins.
Thank you, Mr. President. Now, I just think that you are the type of person that we really look for and need on the Library Advisory Board, and you have the passion, I think, to carry it forward and to see us do more progressive things for library service, so I welcome you.
Yeah, that's what I'm looking for, to reach even more populations than we are and to even diversify the program libraries, which already I think the libraries are moving in that direction, so it's great.
Mr. Bell.
Thank you, Mr. President. I won't mention Denmark, okay? But I will say this, that, you know, we appreciate your interest and I think your background and knowledge. The one thing that we're very proud of is we have an excellent manager and management team of community services. And when you look at the different facets of the department and everything, they do a fantastic job. So, and I'm sure they'll appreciate, you know, your cooperation and your work with
no,
them.
It really is a team effort. And Diana Brown, who, of course, is the staff member we work with primarily, is really great and is very open to suggestions. And, you know, we understand some can be done and some can't. So, understand that part.
Thank you.
Anything else from council? Appreciate your energy and your willingness to serve and your experience. And
All right. Thank you. Thank you, Janet.
Thank you. Agenda item number 4, discussion on the Garston Trust. I believe that Mr. Cartier had some concerns. Ms. Cartier, the nature of the discussion may warrant an executive session.
I'm not really aware that it does. No, I know that the attorneys are here from Murkowski, Gorky, and Swayze to talk about the opinion they gave to County Council
okay.
on the movement of funds to replenish the Garston portfolio.
Okay.
And I don't know that that necessarily requires a concession. It's a legal opinion that they gave to us after seven members of council asked for that, and they're here on the public record to discuss their findings with us.
Mr. Hollins and Mr. Smiley.
Thank you, Mr. President. Well, I believe that the opinion is privileged information between attorney and client. Any member of council can waive that. But as a body, I'm not so certain if council itself wants to waive the privilege of privilege between client and the attorney. It's the council that actually made a motion to bring the attorneys in. So I think council should determine if the privilege should be waived.
Mr. Smiley, then back to Mr. Carter.
Yeah, as previously stated, I will not be attending a session, anything having to do with this law firm. Since that door is not working, someone would kindly knock on the glass when you're done. I'd appreciate it.
Thank you, Mr. Smiley. Mr. Bell.
Yes, Mr. President. All due respect, I will also be joining Councilman Smiley. I was not in attendance the day that we actually voted, my sentiments are the same as Councilman Smiley.
Thank you.
He's just joining me and leaving. We're not really lucky.
And don't slam the door. We already got one broken.
Mr. Powers has joined us.
Yes.
For the record.
Same with this law firm.
All right. Mr. Cartier.
Maybe a contractual attorney to counsel at Dan Berg would like to opine on the necessity of a going into a executive session.
Mr. Dan Berg, what is?
Obviously, it's a legal opinion that the counsel will not be subject to a to the extent that you're going to do an executive session to discuss that privileged communication, that's appropriate if council wants to. It's also within council's purview to decide to discuss it publicly. I don't know that there was any anticipation that it would require an executive session. That's council's.
Okay.
You have the ability. Would you wish to do so?
I would prefer that.
Okay, well, make a motion. Yeah. I'll support it.
Is there a motion?
Yes, I would make the motion to go into executive session to discuss the opinion from the outside attorneys regarding Garcia.
Second. There's been second. All in favor?
Aye.
Ayes. Now I move we go into executive session. Discussion of Garston Trust. Everyone, please leave except Mr. Danberg and my aide. Thank you. And the press.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
We appreciate
thank you.
Being with you.
Thank you, Dave. Thank you, Keith.
Anybody want to return these?
Please,
I did already.
Please return the document.
I'm going to keep mine because I want to study it.
Dave, no,
all right.
Good seeing you, Dave.
Thank you, Dave.
Thank you,
Dave. Dave, thank you. Keith, thank you. We good. We're going to move on.
Okay.
Thank you.
I'd like to make a motion.
Please.
Did we vote? We voted to come out of executive.
Yes, we have.
We're out.
Okay.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes. Jay? Parents, I'd like to make a motion that we send a communication to the county executive consistent with our discussions in executive session.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Ayes have any against? Seeing none. Thank you. Agenda item number 5, ordinance 16-023, to amend the pay plan and rates of pay for non-union classified service employees and adopt the class specification for the position of emergency communications information and technology coordinator. I said general manager of HR is here. Ms. Dunning.
Christine Dunning, Chief Human Resource Officer. Very briefly, the Office of Human Resources met with our technology unit, also emergency communications and public safety police department. In reference to this new position, if a classification was written up and it was recommended on February 17th by the Human Resources Advisory Board. One thing I want to note about this is this particular classification has to do with the CAD system, computer aid dispatch. I think maybe your technical questions, probably Chief Miller might be able to answer a little bit more thoroughly. As you're aware, council and along with the administration has put some substantial investment in the technology, and emergency communications truly needs a separate person with those qualifications, pre-raid desk, dispatch, and NeoGov, in order to handle all the requests to public safety. So after they passed it, we are now bringing this before you. It's non-classified, and particularly it's non-classified because the different unions may petition in order to get it into their union. So we'll let the unions petition for the position.
Okay.
But the only thing I'd like to highlight, Jeff Miller, Chief of Communications, is we're not growing government in any way. We met with the IT department, and they graciously moved a programmer analyst position that was vacant into our division that would allow us to better target a specific individual that's familiar with the services that we deliver to all the entities, not just police, but fire, EMS, and our volunteer fire service as well.
Okay.
I'll answer any questions that you have.
Any questions? Anything from the public? Seeing none. Do I see him, Mr. Street? I didn't see. Okay. Thank you. Appreciate it. Ordinance 16-013 to amend Newcastle County Code Chapter 26, Human Resources Article 3, Merit System, regarding housekeeping for other post-employment benefits, trust fund, trustees. Mr. Smiley.
Are you on 013?
013, yes.
It's pretty much a housekeeping. It has no financial impact on anything. It amends the Newcastle County Code so as to substitute previous position titles of pension and benefits administrator and treasury manager with the current position titles of compensation and testing systems coordinator and cash management accounting and fiscal manager on the board of trustees of OPED. So it's really just title changes, doesn't change pay grades or anything else.
Anything from council? Public comment. Thank you, Mr. Smiley. Resolution 16-061, appointing Daryl Brown to the Newcastle County Employees Retirement System Board of Trustees. Mr. Weiner?
Yes. In addition to as per title, Mr. Brown has already been interviewed, and so this is simply filling one of the three expert spots on the board that is the authority of County Council.
Thank you, Mr. Weiner. Any comments or questions from council? Public comment. Seeing none, agenda item number 8, to discuss strategy concerning potential pending litigation surrounding inquiries related to council's electronic communications. Executive session may be necessary due to possibility of pending litigation. Mr. County Attorney, please.
Yes. Good afternoon, Council. Just briefly, and there probably it may not be a need to go into an executive session. Last year, the Office of Law received a request for information as it related to County Council. At that time, the Office of Law performed a search and forwarded information to County Council as it related to that request for information. Recently, the Office of Law has received a request from an administrative body within county government asking for the information that the Office of Law forwarded to County Council. I'm here before you today. I believe that this body may have provided this information as well, but it's being asked to the Office of Law to provide this information. So I'm coming to the council today to see if the council has any objection with the Office of Law providing this administrative body with the information that it provided to council.
And would you be more specific about what administrative body, please?
The Ethics Commission.
Ethics Commission.
All right.
Council, you want to weigh in? Council Member Kilpatrick.
I don't know why we would have to give permission. We didn't pull it. It's not our property. We would have no way to verify that what we were giving was pulled properly because we didn't do it.
Okay. That is not what I'm coming to ask about. Simply, and if we want to go into more details, whereas get more specific, we may have to go into an executive session. But the bottom line is, I'm just coming before the information that we forwarded to this body, just seeing if this body has an objection to us forwarding that same information to the administrative body.
Mr. Smiley?
I agree with that, but if it's been forwarded to council, council's probably already provided. I have no opposition. That's why we have an ethics commission. They have a job to do. So I have no opposition. Give them whatever they ask for, especially if it's pertaining to me. Don't have something to fall asleep reading.
Is there any opposition to the request from this body? Just.
I would think none.
Yeah. Mr. Weiner?
I just concur with Councilwoman Kilpatrick.
Thank you. Is there any opposition? Mr. Street?
I don't know what y'all thought about, so I don't care. Just don't put me in.
Well, I thought that's who it was about.
Since I don't know, I don't know what you're talking about, so don't tell me.
Silence is consent.
Is there a motion on the floor?
Motion to approve the transmittal of said requested information from the law department to the ethics commission.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any against?
Not voting.
Not voting.
Any not voting? Two not voting.
Three.
Three not voting. The ayes have it. Thank you. Agenda item number 9, Pike Creek Recreational Services versus Newcastle County. County attorney will advise council of any land use progress in underlying matter or respond to questions on the same, and advise of any anticipated time frame for a court decision and or court action. Should a question or a remark pertain to the county's future legal strategy in this case, a public motion will be made to go into executive session for the purpose of a strategy session to include legal advice opinion from the Office of Law with respect to pending litigation. Recession would have an adverse effect on bargaining position of the public body if discussed in public. Any questions regarding legal strategy of any of the matters or cases as permitted will involve a public motion to go into executive session. Mr. Pepcott.
Good afternoon again, once again, Council. The only update I have is, I think it was last week or maybe about 10 days ago, I forwarded to Council stipulated motion to stay the holding. Since that time, that stipulation has been signed by the court, so that's the only update that I would have to provide to council.
Thank you, Mr. Pepcott. Mr. Smiley.
So you don't know if there's any truth to the rumor there's a bakery up there bringing back the turtle bread? No?
I have no idea.
Anything else from council?
That's all I was interested in. White light.
Anything on the other? Anything on the other?
You're such a pain.
Any public comment?
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Ayes have it. 6 o'clock, County Executive.